This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Fire relief warning. Los Angeles fires continue to rage, adding to their death and destruction. Thousands of homes have been ravaged. More than 100,000 have now been rendered fire refugees searching for housing and their futures. The city and its people are desperate for relief. Many are moving to the rescue. Taylor Swift ponied up $10 million. There are celebrity faces to this disaster, from actor Jeff Bridges to the basketball coach J.J. Redick, who joined the many who lost their homes. Acorn was contacted by a French-based relief organization that's trying to find a way to help. Friends on Facebook have brought the issue forward. This is the time for Congress to begin to act to provide serious support. Here's a spoiler alert. This is where tragedy is piled on top of tragedy. Rather than the usual practice of providing relief without strings, representatives from Congress and Speaker Johnson on down are talking about conditions for California to receive the aid. The Post reporter noted how unusual disaster relief would come with conditions. But for many of us, for whom the memories of Hurricane Katrina 20 years ago are still fresh, when relief was denied for months after August 29th, as Congress and the Bush administration sought to put conditions on the relief because of what they argued was Louisiana's record of corruption. Acorn brought hundreds to the Capitol in the cold to help push through the first $4 billion in aid late in 2005. There may not have been conditions expressed in the final budgetary allocation, but the pressure on the Democratic governor, Kathleen Blanco, was fierce and led her to implement extensive delays in distributing the money, even once it was finally received, in order to placate the Republican backbenchers and the Bush people that there would be no graft. That solution was worse than the problem, since that meant that everything in the recovery was postponed, which is a key factor in the population loss of New Orleans that still is felt after two decades. People couldn't come home to no houses, no hospitals, no schools, and in some cases, no jobs as well. Learning nothing, even though Speaker Johnson is from Louisiana, means that they once again want to polarize the politics by alleging that they won't provide the relief until they correct California's bad behavior. President-elect Trump's spit fight with California's Governor Newsom is longstanding, so part of this is about pandering to the new boss. They want to pretend climate change is not an issue. They want to leverage more oil and gas. They want to claim mismanagement, even though all outside parties acknowledge that California and Los Angeles are probably more fire-ready than any other city and state in the country. When fires raged through Kobe, Japan, in the wake of a devastating earthquake, Japanese legislators immediately approved relief and directed it to the families who needed it the most. The lesson wasn't learned in Katrina, Louisiana, and the Gulf Coast, and right now, politicians, all of whom should know better, are trying to leverage disaster into political advantage rather than doing what's necessary right now to help fellow Americans. That's not sad. It's despicable. This is Wade Branske. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.